Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, kicking off the third hour here. You can join us. Phones are open if you want. The number 603-283-6160. Maybe you've got an opinion about independence. We're talking about the question of, can it happen? Can secession happen peacefully where the goons that you're seceding from don't actually drop a bomb on you or start shooting everybody? We're going to continue with that discussion here. With you tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Blazer.
And Alu.
Blazer and Alu joining us from LibertyBlock.com. Alu, you're a big advocate for independence here in New Hampshire. You're actually right now the president of the Foundation for New Hampshire Independence, which has been around for at least the last decade. I'm pretty sure it was formed somewhere around,
I think, 2012,
something like that. They do great work. They do outreach to inform the people of New Hampshire about independence. I have been for years an advocate of that organization. I've got a bunch of flyers that I'll take around to various different places. I've been to the county fair, handed people flyers there. I've been to, there's usually like a baseball game that they have on Independence Eve. So usually like the 3rd of July, they'll have like a baseball game. I've been out handing out flyers there. Like basically wherever it is that I feel there could be a crowd of people that might be interested in thinking about new ideas, or, you know, an idea that's time has come again, which is independence, I'll go do that thing. In fact, I've been to, I've been to the Black Lives Matter movements. I've been to the right-wing stuff in the last 2 years due to COVID. I think there's an anti-war event coming up this weekend.
This Saturday evening, there's actually going to be two concurrent rallies, roughly the same time, both like 12 to 5 at the State House, I believe. One is an anti-war, an anti-World War III nuclear war, because mm-hmm. that would be bad. So they're doing a protest for that, and also a Corona Fascism Medical Freedom protest.
Oh, I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, I think they're both happening Saturday in the State House, so I'll be there.
Cool. I'm actually hoping to go out there as well, and so I imagine you and I will be flyering the
Excellent.
Crowd as we normally do. And, you know, my experience has been very positive when handing out these flyers. So I think the people of New Hampshire are way more interested than the politicians give them credit for. We just, for listeners that maybe are new to the show, we just finished with, within a few weeks ago, CACR 32, as they call it here, which is the bill number for what is a constitutional amendment that, if it had passed the State House and the State Senate by 60% in each area, then it would have ended up on the ballot this November, and then it would have required 2/3 of the voters to vote for it in order for it to pass, which would have then basically declared independence, a peaceful independence for New Hampshire. Sadly, it didn't get through the State House. It went down pretty hard. 323-13 was the vote. And, you know, a lot of the politicians are afraid. They're afraid maybe of being bombed by the federal government, but they're mostly afraid of what the people will think. They're afraid of voting for this thing because they don't think they're going to get reelected. I think that they are wrong. We're going to find out, because 13 of them did vote for it, and so we'll see this November how many of the 13 run again, because maybe they won't all run again. So of those that are running again, how many of them actually get reelected? That'll be a big indicator that we can show to the ones that wouldn't support this. But your position on this, Laser, is that, okay, fine, you can convince the people, because you'd have to, right, in order for there to be a vote like this, you'd have to convince a lot of people. You can convince the people, fine, great. You can convince the politicians, okay, good for you. And you're going to go ahead and declare peaceful independence, fine. Well, then you think the federal government is going to come in with as much violence as they can bring us, basically.
Well, I think there are steps before violence, but I think that there is no line they won't cross if they have to go that far.
So, like, before violence would be
absolute, utter, and complete trade embargoes. Okay. Nobody in, nobody out of New Hampshire, unless you have an ID from another state or you swear fealty to the United States of America as opposed to the state of New Hampshire.
And do you think the trade embargo would also include the port of New Hampshire?
I think
where
it would
physically block
everything,
it?
And I think there would be naval vessels sitting outside in the harbors.
So one, a blockade is an act of war, so they're declaring war, and then, you know, we'll go to war. And I explained in Blueprint for Liberty how the United States military actually cannot win a war against New Hampshire.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think they could. All they could do is drop a massive nuclear bomb and kill New Hampshire and the whole East Coast and D.C.
Now,
so, yeah.
What was your argument for why the, you know, the massive federal government with this huge military that lost in Afghanistan to a bunch of cave dwellers?
Exactly.
Why is it that they wouldn't be able to crush the people of New Hampshire?
Well, put it this way. They lost in Afghanistan. We are like Afghanistan, but more well-armed, possibly more organized, and...
Afghanistan may be better armed after the billions of dollars of weapons left there.
We only left them hundreds.
The one disadvantage is that if they say we're terrorists, they're probably not going to give us weapons like they did with the Taliban. but we're also closer. So with Afghanistan, it could have done, you know, less targeted strikes. Whereas in New Hampshire, if they're going to do any military strike as far as ballistics, you know, a missile or a bomb, they really have to be targeted. So for instance, and who would they even bomb? The leaders of the independence movement, mm-hmm. the people who are very active. Ian, Alu, Carla, okay, they can bomb our houses. Yeah, they can bomb our houses still with because our movement's the most decentralized one maybe in existence, mm-hmm. they would have to kill, I don't know, like 5,000 different leaders with very targeted bombs. But even that, there would be collateral damage that would kill children. We know how, right now, the right, the left, center, everyone does not like the fact that we are bombing hospitals or collateral damage, killing kids in Yemen or Iraq or wherever, Afghanistan. So the collateral damage, especially for New Hampshire, and those are foreign, you know, they're foreign people, different world, different country, mm-hmm. not very similar. People who have cousins and neighbors. Everyone here has cousins and friends throughout the United States and family. Sure. If people in New Hampshire are being killed, whether they're leaders in the movement or not, or others, if they're being killed by bombs, if targeted strikes or wide, big strikes, if they're being killed, there's no appetite for that in the United States. And like you said, and you were actually making my point, Lincoln did not have support for the war to kill Americans. Overall, with propaganda and with force and, you know, deporting people or killing them or putting them in prisons, he eventually... killed those who didn't support him, so all that were left were supporters, and their propaganda. But now, while they have propaganda and even more media propaganda, we also have more technology that can let me send a text on Signal, and it goes around the world to almost everyone in the world within 3 seconds. So that's an advantage for us. So again, what you still didn't convince me in your opening statement was why there would be an appetite, and like you said when we first walked in when we were arguing, you said 100% of people in the United States would support the U.S. government killing everyone in New Hampshire if they voted to secede peacefully.
No way.
Well, put it this way. How much of America has drawn arms over whatever happened on January 6th and the fact that there are dozens and dozens of people still detained, still in solitary confinement, still being fed stale bread twice a day and walked for 30 minutes a day like a dog with rabies? How many people in America have stormed the Capitol, stormed their state capitals, or... done actually anything other
than
maybe yell about it?
That's a completely different situation.
I would contend that...
Well, what he's saying is that people won't rise up against the tyrannical government even if they do certain things.
That's probably true.
I'm saying that government declares people as armed and dangerous, treasonous terrorists...
We've gone over this. We know how they'll spin it. If we leave peacefully, even if we say we're peaceful and we have a great press conference like we had, the U.S. government will spin it in the media saying these are right-wing, horrible, terrorist insurrection. And they voted to secede, and because of Texas v. White or some BS, you know, it's insurrection and rebellion, and like Laura Deshay said, it's rebellion and violence, even though it's not.
Exactly.
And they'll spin us as terrorists. We know that.
They can say
we're right-wing, armed, militia terrorists, but still, I don't think, and you haven't proven or convinced me, that 100% of people, or even, you know, a big majority in the United States would support killing us for that. They might say, yeah, they're racist, right-wing, libertarian, free staters, but let them leave. Don't murder them all, because there will be collateral damage. They have kids, they have neighbors, and they themselves are just different than us, not necessarily evil enough to warrant killing everyone in the state. Again, now, as far as an actual military war, because you asked me, they can either bomb us and kill everyone in New Hampshire and kill, you know, the 30% who didn't vote for it, like progressives who love Biden.
Seems
and
like a really bad PR
Massachusetts
move.
People. It would be the worst PR move ever done by government in history. But or they can go door-to-door with soldiers and try to kill every single one of the 1.4 million people in the state, which, considering that most of us have ARs, literally will not be successful.
That's going to be tough. for them to do.
So let me back this up. Right, everything is progressive. On day one of the war that we were discussing earlier, the strikes were airports and military facilities.
Germany,
on day
Ukraine.
Two, it extended. On day three, it extended. When we went to Iraq, it was like, we're going to kill this one guy. Then we're going to blow up his house. Then we're going to blow up the village. Then we're going to send 700,000 troops and carpet bomb every inch of the country.
But a key difference is going to, and I think you touched on this, Alu, is that those are other parts of the world.
Yes.
And while we all might agree they're human beings and they all should be treated the same as human beings, we can empathize with them. A lot of people in the United States look at them as foreigners. Right?
Yeah, most people are more nationalist.
But they're not going to look at the people of New Hampshire in the same way. And so they may even have a difficult time finding enough soldiers who are willing to kill their own country.
No worries.
I hope.
When we come back, I have an answer for you.
All right, good. We'll get into it coming up here. The number, I suspect there are soldiers who absolutely would do exactly what they were told, but what portion of them are they? The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. The phones are open here, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian Laser and Alu in the studio here tonight. We're talking about independence and what would happen this time around. Because last time around, things got pretty ugly. There's no doubt about it. In fact, that's one of the major objections when you bring up independence, when you bring up secession. One of the major objections from average people is, well, didn't they decide that in the Civil War, or as you put it, Lincoln's War?
It's Lincoln's War.
So a lot of people believe this is a done deal. You cannot leave. It's a perpetual union, blah, 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 whether it's, you know, some court thing that they rely on, or whether it's the war of northern aggression, or whatever it is they rely on. They figure this is a closed case. It's done. They know the federal government's going to get violent. And I think that's probably the best argument on your side, Laser, and your side of this is you support independence, but you expect it's not going to go smoothly. It's going to be pretty ugly. It's going to get violent on the part of the government gang. And I think that because people believe that to be true, it is likely to happen from that perspective, unless we can change people's minds about it. Because to some extent, what we believe becomes reality. And so I think if we can get people to believe that peaceful independence is possible, then we get closer to it becoming a reality. But you are pretty negative about this, Laser. You really do believe that the federal government gang doesn't care how they look. They don't care how violent and how depraved and how just terrifying that they are. They will kill their own countrymen, the soldiers. This is the question I was asking before we went away there. Like, what percentage of the military is actually willing to invade New Hampshire and start executing or kidnapping the peaceful secession activists here?
So I'm going to make several points. One, before we all go back to this debate, I want to point out something that I think we can all agree on, which is the contention that this is a perpetual union, which was Lincoln's claim and his justification ultimately for the war,
mm-hmm.
is... there is simply no way inherently that there's any truth to this, because by definition, any contract signed by two or more parties is no longer valid if one party violates the terms of the contract.
Mm-hmm.
And the Constitution is the contract by which the United States of America was founded. There is no question about this. It is a contractual document. It required ratification by 13 parties. Ultimately, it did not require 13 to go into effect. It required a supermajority, but ultimately 13 states ratified this contract. This is a contract. The federal government has responsibilities. Beyond responsibilities, it then has rights, and beyond rights, it then has things it is explicitly forbidden from doing, such as violating anything laid out in the original 10 amendments of the Bill of Rights, without which the Constitution would never have passed.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a huge, huge deal breaker for numerous states. It's the entire reason the Federalist Papers exist, written by Hamilton and Madison, because a lot of states were like, hey, we just left a giant union and we didn't like it so much, and that's why we all risked our lives and killed a bunch of dudes, and now we're free. We appreciate your help. We can be great neighbors. We're off. And then there was the push for a new United States. And without the Bill of Rights, it never would have happened. The Bill of Rights is not a Bill of Privileges. A Bill of Rights is simply a list of things that everyone foresaw the federal government eventually violating. And so they then saw fit to not only not include it as a right that the federal government has in the Constitution prior to the Bill of Rights, but they felt the need to explicitly enumerate that the federal government can never, ever step on these rights.
And
these
they
are, well, of course, every single one of them.
Millions of times.
Every single one of them.
Right.
Not a single one of them still exists. But that's the whole purpose of it. It's not privileges. These are inherent rights.
That's right.
And so,
and they weren't granted to you by the document.
Right.
The document.
As they consider it per the Declaration, yeah. These were rights granted by the Creator, whatever the exact
you have them because you're a human being.
Exactly. Yeah. By virtue of existing, these are rights. And, of course, they don't exist. Now, as I understand contracts, and I'm no contract attorney, but as I understand contracts, if you and I sign a contract right now and you violate every single clause in the contract, either the contract is inherently void or I take you to court and not only is the contract void, but you're going to pay damages.
Mm-hmm.
We have a contract. 13 states initially, and then others, and the federal government, which is inherently intended to exist outside of the states as a third party, have a contract. It's called the United States Constitution. It's been violated approximately 8 million billion trillion times every day by virtue of the existence of most federal laws. This is violated.
Sure. And even furthermore, as far as the contract, it even goes a step further. It's not like I signed a contract between me and Uncle Sam and they violated it. Theoretically, the best argument says, well, your theoretical great-great-grandfather 240 years ago, he or a delegate acting on his behalf immorally, somewhat representing him in theory, signed it.
Maybe. Yeah, well, how can they bind their successors?
Exactly. And so that, I just want to get that out of the way, and I think we all agree on that. The argument piece of this is a perpetual contract is simply BS. There is no such thing as a perpetual contract, because if a contract is violated, it ends.
Well, yeah, and we've addressed this in the discussions that we've had here in New Hampshire in front of the State House, where there's this character Brody DeShays, who is sort of the tool that the state has been using to defend itself, and he brings up all these ridiculous objections. And, of course, I think you pointed this out, Alu, or somebody did at one point, but you look at their own so-called contract, you look at the Constitution, and it does not prohibit leaving. There's nothing in there. When was it Article 1, Section 10, I think?
I think so. Daniel Miller, I think, reminded me of that. Yeah, it literally lists the things the states can't do. It says the states shall not coin their own money. The states shall not enter into a contract or whatever. And no state can be admitted into the union without Congress.
Right.
It does not say states are barred from leaving. And the founders, who literally just seceded a few years prior, knew very well what secession was. They knew about the concept. If they wanted it prohibited, they would have prohibited it in the Constitution.
Any club is rules for you to get in, but you can always leave if you don't like the way the club's going.
Of course, you know, unless you're an MS-13. But so look, ultimately, Thomas Jefferson, widely considered the father of this country, Thomas Jefferson, in two separate letters, very explicitly, and on numerous other occasions, slightly more implicitly, clearly stated, one was after the War of 1812, and one was regarding the Louisiana Purchase, if I recall correctly, but he clearly stated, hey, a lot of states are disagreeing on a lot of things. I would rather see this entire project fall apart and everyone just go their separate ways than see the inevitable bloodshed if we continue down this road.
Mm-hmm.
He called it.
So he prophesied what Lincoln would do.
He called it because he knew it, because he built it, because he studied it, he lived it, he knew this. And he saw it coming and said, I would rather see this, right? This was an experiment, cool experiment, never quite been done before to this extent. And he fathered it. He designed it, ultimately, more than any other individual. There were other people, but he designed it more than any other one person. And he said he would rather see the whole thing fall apart than see it end with everyone killing each other.
So you want to hear something creepy that DeShays said that I only noticed how creepy it was when I was watching the video? we obviously compare New Hampshire and the federal government to, you know, spouses and the federal government abusing us. But what he said was, well, it took two parties. It took the federal government, as well as New Hampshire, to agree to let us in. Therefore, it takes both of us to consent to us leaving.
That's terrifying. So if you get married and then one of you beats the other with a tabletop?
My wife can't leave me unless we both agree she can leave. So she wants to leave.
Perpetual.
He literally said there's no unilateral separation. That's not a thing. It took two to enter. It takes both consenting to leave.
I'm just saying.
Very creepy.
I hope he's not a married man.
Maybe, I was just saying, maybe women won't date him after they hear it. Very, very sick.
The number is 603-283-6160. But still, and I want to come back to this question. What do you think, as far as percentage of U.S. military, like you've been around some military people
a lot
in your work, what percentage of them would go ahead and follow the order to start killing people in New Hampshire?
When we come back.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the United States will respond if Russia uses chemical weapons in Ukraine, but the president still is not giving Ukraine all it's asking for in terms of securing its skies. Texas Republican Senator John Cornyn joins Fox News and says the United States needs to show strength in its handling of Russia's invasion.
We need to be prepared to deter Mr. Putin when it comes to chemical weapons and all other forms of aggression against innocent Ukrainians. Unfortunately, right now, it seems like Mr. Putin is deterring us and our allies more than we are deterring him.
Congressman John Larson is proposing a bill that would provide $100 stimulus checks to Americans to offset soaring energy costs. The Connecticut Democrats' bill says the money would be going to tax filers and dependents. USA Radio News. The United States Attorney's Office in Manhattan is in hot water after accidentally releasing a list of names.
A list of names accidentally released by the Manhattan U.S. Attorney's Office contains names of those who are said to be frequent clients of witness Claudia Drury as she testifies against alleged human trafficker Larry Ray. The names included a financier who also pops up in pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's infamous black book, a businessman whose name is on a museum, an ex-New York Supreme Court judge, an international diamond dealer, and a Washington, D.C.-based lobbyist are also included in the 121 names on the list. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Southwest Airlines is adding a new fare category. The airline saying their Wanna Get Away Plus will feature extra flexibility, choice, and transferable flight credit. Travelers can also get on same-day standby list without a fare difference and automatic check-in for a fee. This is USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, phones open. If you want to join in here, the number 603-283-6160. Can independence happen? Can peaceful secession be a real thing in the United States or anywhere in the world for that matter? Arguably, Brexit is a great example of this, but I know you, Laser, you've got an objection to that. We can talk about that. But I did ask a question first here. It's Ian Laser and Alu in the studio tonight. And Laser, you aren't in the military, but you worked closely with militaries. You're a contractor. You're a diplomat, and so you've spent a lot of time with these guys.
I spent a lot of time around military from various countries. Yeah.
And of the United States military people that you spent time around, and you've probably not explicitly asked them this question, though if you have, that'd be great. How many of them do you think would go ahead and follow the order to invade New Hampshire, occupy the streets, possibly round people up, black bag them, take them to rendition camps, possibly, you know, set people's houses on fire? Like, what? How many of them would go ahead and just do that?
So not directly regarding New Hampshire, but I have flatly asked some of my friends this question.
Okay.
If it came down to it, would they go in? Now, there are people...
Would they go into some state that has seceded?
Anywhere.
This question?
Would they simply, the way I posed the question was... If it came up, would you bear arms against fellow Americans?
Okay.
My personal friends wouldn't, because they're the kind of people who are my friends. If they were the kind of people who would, they probably would not
be your
my friends.
Fair enough.
So there's that. And I did ask one so far as, hey, what do you think your whole unit would do? So this particular friend, his quick background, he was a civilian paramedic. He became a helicopter paramedic. He went and joined the Marine Corps. He became a Marine recon sniper. He went to reenlist and said, I want to be an officer. They said, we got nothing for you, but how do you feel about flying? And he goes, will that make me an officer? And they said, if you go to the Army, it'll make you a warrant officer. So he's currently a Black Hawk pilot. So he is, as he put it, he can shoot them, fix them, and fly them out all by himself.
Okay.
He's an interesting guy. He said, he's also a Kentucky boy. Like, this is a backwoods, homegrown boy from the holler who's as red-blooded American as you can be. He said the unit, the guys he works with, he said none of them would do it.
Okay.
But he's also, again, this is a guy coming out of Kentucky, and the guys he's working with are Kentucky, Tennessee. These are guys in the Blue Ridge Mountains, and they're, I don't think there's anything in the world that can make those boys shoot another person.
And I spoke to a former Marine on Wednesday, so was it yesterday? Yeah. I spoke to someone in New Hampshire who was in the U.S. Marines, so served with people from all over the United States, and he said he thinks nobody in the military would do it. He said if we seceded and the United States government deployed people, men with guns, to go kill us, it would be National Guards and not military. I don't know why he said that. That's what he said. Mm-hmm. He said National Guards wouldn't do it, except maybe like California would comply. He said the most likely to comply, to be ordered to do it and to comply with it, would be federal three-letter agency goons, he said.
So like the Federal Protective Service or
FBI.
Yeah,
he said they might comply with it, which is interesting.
Yeah.
And they have, you know,
but a lot of those guys are former military, too.
That, too.
Yeah. So here's my problem with that contention is, for starters, we've already seen this happen in the United States. If you think of just the last couple of years, in Minnesota, and I have videos that I can show you.
I trust you.
Convoys of armored vehicles rolling down the street. National Guard vehicles. We're talking Humvees.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking armored personnel.
Yeah, but you're talking about during riots.
Yes. However, this is an example of a governor calling in the National Guard, mm-hmm. who are firing rubber bullets into people's homes because they have the door open and they're filming.
Yeah, no, that's terrifying. Right. Another example, of course, Watertown, Massachusetts, after the Boston bombing,
absolutely.
Where they literally had police in camouflage with armored personnel carriers pointing guns at people's windows, not because they were in any kind of danger, just because they can.
Just because.
And so there's definitely some scary, insane police state stuff going on out there. But none of those things were done under the auspices of, oh, we're going to invade another state. It was all done under the auspices of fear. And if indeed this movement stays as peaceful as I think Alu and I and everybody that's involved intends it to be, then they can't make the same excuses.
Yeah, you still haven't proven people of the United States would support the U.S. government killing all of us. Because, again, they don't want to lose the election. I know it's a quick thing, and it could happen in a few days, but still, they're thinking there's an election in a few months. There's always an election in a few months or a year. So they're thinking, if they do this, and it's very unpopular, I know they don't care if it's unpopular. Congress has an approval rating below cockroaches. I know. You know, it's 9%. But they're unpopular. That being said, how you know, violently angry are the people? Right now, people are angry about certain things and taxes, but if they are killing people in New Hampshire, which, again, are their cousins and their friends, and they're so unpopular, everyone in Congress is removed, they don't want that to be removed next November.
I think they don't want it right now. I think with a little bit of steering, I can not only get them wanting it, but I can get them begging for it. I could do that myself. I don't think it's that difficult. So, one, it's all about labeling and propaganda, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, you're peaceful guys who just want to leave. But if I spend 6 months pounding the narrative through every single possible media outlet that you're armed, dangerous, right-wing, extremist, domestic terrorists...
I admit they'll do that. We all know they will.
They've been saying that about New Hampshire for a long time.
Right. By the way, as far as crying wolf, they've been saying that we're armed, crazy, demented, right-wing, nationalist bigots forever. Do you think the word racist, bigot, violent is kind of losing its steam maybe over the last few decades?
I would say so, right up until the point of secession, at which point they can go, see, everything we've claimed is true.
Yeah.
Everything we've claimed is true.
But that said, a lot of people, I think you, one of you touched on this, although I think it was you, that a lot of people, when they're presented with the question of should California be able to secede, certainly people on the right say, hell yeah, get out.
Oh, yeah.
Right? They're in support of their political enemies leaving. So similarly, there would be a lot of people, the people that see New Hampshire as this right-wing place, which it isn't. New Hampshire's a purple state. New Hampshire's very independent. The plurality of voters here are actually independent. They're not registered as Democrats or Republicans, but regardless, people perceive what they perceive. So the people perceive us as these right-wing crazies are going to say, yeah, get them out of here. We don't need their senators or whatever, even though they're on the left. They're going to say, get out of here. And I think that ultimately, if you look at the surveys that have been done, there's actually some really interesting numbers out there from just within the last couple of years. I don't remember the name of who did the survey, but they asked the question all around the United States, and they asked, essentially the question was, and I'm paraphrasing, would you support your state seceding from the United States and joining a union of the surrounding states? So, like, there was a New England secession, and then there's, like, the Southwest, and then, you know, Pacific Northwest, and so these sort of areas of the country. And a shocking number of people, like, I was surprised by how many people supported that particular question. Obviously, it's not a pure secession question as far as, you know, should a state be free to leave and go its own way, but it was a question about secession. In the South, there was obviously a large number of Republicans, like 60% or something like that, that supported the question. But even in New England, there were actually a lot of Democrats that supported this question. And it was around, I think, 34% on average in New England, if I recall correctly, supported that question. And then, of course, you've got the whole, since then, there's been this whole national divorce thing, which has been trending, where even people on both the left and the right have been supporting this. I feel like the times have changed on this issue, or they're starting to change. And don't you think that the zeitgeist, the spirit of the times, the what people think is going to play into whether or not the government goes full on hardcore and starts killing people?
So, again, like I was saying earlier to all of us, I think that this is a stepped approach in terms of the government. If you say we're independent, their first step will not be bomb you. Mm-hmm. Their first step will be, oh, you want to be independent? Nobody in, nobody out, unless they swear fealty. Their second step will be, oh, if anybody goes out, we hold them forever. Their third step will be take out the head of Medusa.
Mm-hmm.
Their fourth step will be take out more people. There are a lot of steps before bomb them all. I still fully think that if it comes to it, they will bomb them all. But there are a lot of steps before that that will begin to make people question, is this worth it? Oh, my neighbor disappeared yesterday. Oh, my cousin disappeared yesterday. Oh, suddenly at every gas station I go to, there's an FBI car. At some point, the question is, are people willing to keep going down this road, or do they begin to be too frightened?
The number is 603-283-6160, and that is an important question. I mean, if people aren't willing to take this chance and to go down this sort of unbeaten path and see what happens, then it'll never play out. So we do need some brave people who are willing to take a risk. There's more coming up here. You can join us in the remaining moments.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813.
813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It is Free Talk Live, and moments remain here. This show has flown by for me.
Yeah.
You guys have been great. Thanks for coming all the way out here from the Manchester area.
Yeah.
Check them out at libertyblock.com. It's Laser and Alu joining me tonight. And I'm Ian. The number is 603-283-6160. You can join us online, by the way. We do have our social media platform. You can go to social.freetalklive.com. Alu, you've got an account on there, I think.
Yeah,
somewhere on Mastodon, I do. Right?
Yep.
Check it out, because it is free, number one. And number two, it's not run by some big tech media corporation. It's actually run by us. We're running it on our server. It's Mastodon. That means it's open source. That means it's federated with other Mastodons. So if you know other people on other Mastodon servers, and there are thousands of them, you can follow them, and they can follow you, and you don't have to be on the same server. It's pretty sweet. Social.freetalklive.com. Also, do want to say thanks to JCOM3030, who is a diamond level supporter of the Free Talk Live AMP Patreon. You can join us over at amps.freetalklive.com. AMPS actually stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to help us get the ideas of liberty, independence, on more radio stations around the country. We're on over 190 great stations that air this show at various different times throughout the week. We could be on 250, 300. It's possible, but it does take money. It does take time and effort, and your AMP dollars can help us with that. AMPS.freetalklive.com. You can go over there and sign up like JCOM 3030. Now, JCOM did diamond level, which is completely amazing, but all we ask for is $5 a month, so please help us out. We certainly appreciate you over at amps.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Bob. He's in West Virginia listening, I think, to WVTS there in Charleston. Bob, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Very good. Yes, before hostilities commenced at Fort Sumter, it was accepted that the Declaration of Independence, along with the Constitution, were part and parcel to the organic law of the land. where in the Declaration of Independence we are given the franchise to separate from whatever government does not that we disagree with.
Mm-hmm.
And what changed all of that was when the in South Carolina attack on Fort Sumter was basically an attack on the federal United States, and it was an act of war. You see, they allowed for the creation of the Confederate States all the way down to the president being selected, the vice president, and all of the officers of the Confederate States of America were created. And there was no action against the Confederate States until they attacked Fort Sumter, which was an act of war because Fort Sumter technically is not a part of South Carolina.
Well, hold on a second.
There was a blockade that was an act of war.
Yeah, I was going to say, Laser, you were giving us the history earlier.
So I'll field this for you, Bob. Fort Sumter, if you were to divide the United States into the colonies, Fort Sumter is unquestionably in South Carolinian waters because it's swimmable.
Well, that's not what Abraham Lincoln said.
Right. No, you're 100% correct.
Abraham Lincoln said, Fort Sumter is part and parcel to the federal United States. This is an act of war.
Absolutely.
Right, but what came before that? But there was something that came before that, and that was the Lincoln was cutting them off. Right?
So you are correct, Bob. You are 100% correct, unequivocally. That is what Lincoln said. If you were to look at...
Before that, we had a perfect right and perfect obligation to separate from the federal United States if we so chose to do.
All right, but I want Laser to be able to answer this.
That was a right in the organic law of the land, which included the Declaration of Independence. That was accepted as settled law.
Bob, I want to give Laser a chance to respond to what you brought up so far. Can you go ahead, Laser?
I'll feel it. Bob, I love this. I appreciate you bringing this up. As what I like to think, I'm the resident scholar on this particular war and the development of it. If you go back far enough, the very first movement to separate from the United States was actually in the War of 1812, and it was actually based in New England, and it involved five states who said, hey, we're not really into this war, we're going to leave, and that almost led to the very first secession. You then later in the late 1820s have the beginning of what became known as the Tariff of Abominations, which almost led to the secession of numerous southern states, again based around South Carolina. This eventually
South
ended
Carolina,
in
1827.
Exactly. And then you have the Nullification Crisis, and then you have some degree of resolution in 1832. So this was building for a very, very long, long time. Now, if you were to look at it geographically, if you recognize South Carolina as an independent nation or an independent state within a different confederation of states, Fort Sumter is unquestionably a piece of South Carolinian land because of the sheer proximity to mainland South Carolina versus mainland anywhere else. So what essentially happened early on there is South Carolina said, we have seceded, right? They vote, they pass. I've been down to the museum in Greenville where they actually have the document of secession from South Carolina. They have one of the original copies, which was interesting to see. Now, South Carolina secedes, and they say, hey, we have now left, and Sumter, that little tiny island, that's part of our land, so you're going to need to leave that too. And Lincoln says, absolutely not. As you said, Lincoln says, this is part and parcel, part of the Union. We're not leaving. South Carolina says, well, I mean, I can jump from where I'm standing onto Fort Sumter. This is a piece of South Carolina, and you need to leave. Lincoln's response was to blockade all of the harbors and ports of South Carolina, not allowing any trade in or out, which has, for centuries, this has been recognized as an act of war, because if you strangle the economy, and the economy of the South, especially once it became hostile between the South and the North, the economy of the South was entirely agricultural, and it was textile-based, primarily cotton, and this was trade with several European nations. And without that, the South was going to die. And Lincoln knew that. So Lincoln knew that he didn't have to fire the first shot. Look, I hate the man, but he was very smart. He knew that he doesn't have to fire the first shot. He simply has to put South Carolina in a position wherein either they die or they fire the first shot. So he choked the ports and he choked the harbors. And eventually, he pushed South Carolina into either we all starve to death because we have no trade, because the North will no longer trade with us, but we don't want to trade with the North. And every time we try to push a boat out to sea full of cotton to go trade with France, we're turned back by Union naval ships. And so eventually, right, their only choice was to remove the naval blockade and remove Sumter so they could open the Atlantic Ocean or simply die. So they fired the first shot.
When they killed off the perfect right and obligation to separate was by that war itself. That actually softened the reality of what was in the Declaration of Independence.
Well, if you're implying that might makes right and wars decide morality or the law, then I think I would disagree there.
Well, yeah, I don't think they killed off anything. They certainly made a statement, and it scared a lot of people. But if you get enough people who are ready to do this and ready to do it peacefully, I think it's an idea that's time has come again. Bob, what do you think?
I think that you shouldn't attack any federal reservation in New Hampshire.
Good plan. Thanks for the call tonight, Bob. I appreciate it.
That is a tough issue, because I've gotten thousands of questions. Right now, there is, in every state, and including New Hampshire, there are federal lands. We have some federal bases. Yeah, right. The whole middle of New Hampshire is the White Mountain National Forest. That's right. A national forest, thanks Teddy Roosevelt. And that's a lot of land. And also, I think someone mentioned the Pease Air Force Base is, you know, federal, shared with the National Guard, because right now they're the same military. So that's also somewhat federal. So they mentioned that would be an issue. But again, I think I addressed this in Articles of Secession. I wrote a little booklet mostly for the state reps. Let me see if I have some cards here. I have cards somewhere. Articles of Secession, you know, the book cover. So I wrote when the legislators, like Baldessari and a few other state reps in that hearing, said, "You guys just want secession, you don't have a plan." I said, "We do have a plan. I've written about this in Blueprint for Liberty and other books and articles and podcasts. But you know what, Al, because I like you, and because you were the first state rep to endorse me in my primary, and you always supported me, I'll write a book for you." So I dedicated, you know, the whole book to him. And a few years later, I gave him on the voting day, March 10th, I gave him a signed copy, personalized, thanking Al. So, I don't think he read it.
No.
But I wrote a whole booklet answering all those common questions. One of them is what happens to, you know, our military, their military, and shared military installations. And another part of the book, I think I addressed the national land. And it's complicated. And pretty much, we would have negotiations, like any divorce. But divorce is complicated. Yes, no one's saying it's not. Yet, divorce still happens, right? Like 50% of marriages end in divorce nowadays. So, yes, there would be some negotiations, and things would happen. And either, you know, we would keep all the land, and we would give them a few million of their FRNs, you know, a few million bucks, and we would keep the land. Or we would let them have some rights to, share the Air Force Base on Pease, which is kind of on the border anyway.
They could pay us.
Yeah, or they could pay us to use it. So there will be some deals. You know, again, people think we're dumb cowboys with no plan, or we haven't thought about this. There are going to be deals made, and, you know, that... Yeah, it's complicated, but we're going to make deals and figure it out.
So I want to give Bob some credit real quick if I can. Bob is right that you should not attack federal lands. My qualm with that is that the feds have claimed a whole lot of lands, so you have no choice eventually but to step on them, or they will step on you.
Yeah.
Well, that's where the negotiation can come into play.
If you want to hear more of this kind of debate, check out Liberty Block's podcast as well, any podcast caster.
We're here all the time.
Absolutely. And that's at libertyblock.com. Check them out. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I represent Low Cost Airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.